How's your family?
Everybody's doing good. Got a grandbaby on the way here, due in November.
Grandbaby number?
One.
Numero uno.
Yep. So we're excited about that.
Is your wife a little excited about
that? Oh, my goodness. Yep. That kid will be spoiled.
Well, good. You guys are going to be great grandparents. And you said November?
Yep.
What do you know about said grandchild?
Nothing.
Okay.
No name yet. They're keeping that close to the vest. It's going to be a boy, though, so it'll be fun.
A boy dressed in YPD blue.
Either that or Cornhusker red.
You must be excited about the Michigan game this weekend.
Absolutely. Go Big Red.
You think they can do it?
I think it'll be a close game. It'll be a good test.
I want to ask you about golf this morning. Now, you like to golf. I like to golf. How come we've never golfed together?
I go early in the morning on my day off before it gets too hot.
And I'm working here early in the morning.
Sure.
And I might go in the afternoon and you're out patrolling, keeping us safe. One of these days, I hope.
Yeah.
And then I know you're not going to bring it up, so I will. For anybody that knows anything about golf, and some people won't be impressed by this because they don't know about golf, but Sergeant Schindler got a 2 on hole number 9 at Fox Run this year. How come I'm just hearing about this?
Well, it's not like a hole in one, so, you know.
You know what? I think it's better. An eagle 2 on a par 4 can sometimes be better than a hole. It's very equal to a hole in one, but on that hole, did you keep the ball?
I have the ball. I did keep the ball. Yep.
Yeah. Don't ever play that ball again. It's on the mantle at the Schindler home.
Yeah.
Does the Schindler home have a mantle?
No mantle. I've got a nice bookcase where it keeps mementos from my Air Force career and YPD career.
Yesterday, I think, was the birthday of the Air Force. Yep. How long were you in the Air Force?
22 years active duty.
And how long have you been with the YPD?
15 years now. Getting old.
I see a couple of grays.
Yeah.
A couple hundred.
Can't fight it.
You're loving what you do, though?
Yeah, I do. I like, you know, we've been in Yankton 15 years now, and we really like the community. Still a small town, but still big enough that there's things to do, places to go. And enjoy.
Your wife is working dispatch?
My wife works in the sheriff's office. She's a clerk over.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She's been in here on here before.
Yeah.
And there's more family in the department as well.
Yep. My daughter-in-law, Caitlin, she's a sergeant as well at the YPD.
How many sergeants are there with the YPD? Let's get into that ranks. There's Chief Foote, Assistant Chief Rothenberger, and then you have your sergeants?
Well, then we have our two captains now.
So oh, that's right. Yep. You got your captains.
We have two captains and we have four sergeants. We have a sergeant for each shift. We have 2 day shifts, 2 night shifts.
Okay, so you and Caitlin are sergeants, and then who else?
Then we have Sergeant McNinch, and then we're actually Sergeant Beekler just retired, so we're in the process of going through a hiring for that. So
can't you just be a double sergeant?
Oof, that'd be tough. That'd be a tough one.
Does that role fit you well, Sergeant?
It does. I think my experience plays well into the leadership role and stuff, especially my military experience and stuff. So the age, obviously, the maturity, that plays a good role in it.
Maturity, gray hair, yes. They kind of go together.
Yes.
Did you notice what we have out in front of our parking lot here right on Broadway when you came in?
I did. You've got Snitch out here. Did you pay for that? Or
I'm glad it's there.
Yeah.
Because this little hill that people come down when they're coming from the north and heading towards the bridge, they're going too fast. And the truckers, of course, are way too loud. And I sit and listen to it all morning long. So I'm happy Snitch is out there. I think it's making a difference. Do you think Snitch makes a difference?
I think it does. You know, just get people's attention, make them a little bit more aware of it. You know, Yankton's a small town. You can get anywhere you need to go in 5 minutes. There's no need for
5?
Come on.
I don't know about 5.
Okay, 7.
If I go 5, then you're pulling me. If I 5 minutes, you're pulling me over.
Yeah.
Well, what Snitch is, for folks that don't know, it's that little patrol trailer, and it shows you how fast you're going. For those people that are trying to break the high score, that is not the goal of it. If the red and blue lights come on, you're doing something wrong. But yeah, happy to have it out here. How many speeding tickets have you written out on East 31st and Penina up by Trailhead?
Oh boy, that's a pretty hot spot, especially with the school opening up there this year. So, you know, we've been patrolling it pretty hard for the last couple of years and pretty lenient with people. You know, it used to be 45.
Are you going to tighten up a little bit?
Yeah, we've tightened it up. So, you know, with the school opening, a lot more traffic and up in that area. So a lot more stops out there, probably a lot more tickets being issued too. So
it's hard to go 30 out there.
It is. When my wife's driving, I'm always slapping her on the shoulder, telling her, you need to slow down.
I'm at the State Patrol once on that road. It was 20 below, and he flashed the lights at me. And I was like, I'm on 31st. I got to slow down, and I was still going 38.
Still.
He didn't want to get out of the car.
He was probably off duty at home.
Could have been. Yeah. Could have been. I got a little lucky that day. Yeah, even my scooter goes over 30 on that road.
Oh, yeah.
All right, where else in town are some hot spots? People maybe need to get a little better.
You know, Broadway's always a tough one. There's a lot of traffic on Broadway, a lot of truck traffic and stuff. So just trying to get people to slow down. We get a lot of accidents on Broadway, obviously, too, especially, you know, when school's starting, school's getting out. It's a little chaotic with all the traffic, but just take a deep breath, slow down, you'll get there.
You see a lot of people on their phones yet?
Crazy.
It is.
It is. Driving is... should take 100% of your attention when you're driving, paying attention to your surroundings and what you're doing and what other people are doing. So stay off your phones.
Unfortunately, people are probably getting too good at it and too confident in it that keep doing it. And I'm not totally innocent, you know. I think we could all do better, but
sure,
kind of scary. But you think people should lock their cars?
Yeah, we've been a little busy lately with car entries. People leave their cars unlocked. They leave valuables inside. They even leave the keys inside their cars. So we've had items stolen out of unlocked cars, and we've had some vehicles stolen here recently with the keys left in them. So just do the smart thing. Take your valuables out. Lock your car up. Take your keys inside with you. Make life easier for yourself and for us.
Back to golf. You had a golf outing yesterday for law enforcement. Who was all involved?
Oh, wow. Everybody kind of from the area. We get Highway Patrol.
And you went to Irene to play?
Yeah, we were up in Irene, Glen Ridge Golf Course, little 9-hole course, pretty nice up there.
Were scores kept? Was there a competition?
There was. It was a 2-person scramble. So.
Oh, who was your partner?
I had my daughter-in-law, Caitlin.
Nice. Did you get any 2s on par 4s?
No, I did not. Tough little course, though.
Is it? I haven't golfed it. How many under par were you and Caitlin for 9 holes?
We actually finished, I think, about 74 or so.
Oh, 18 holes.
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't 9 holes, 74.
No, we went 18 holes. So.
Well, good. That's a pretty good score for 2-person.
Yeah, not bad.
Was that the best?
No, we were, I think, tied for 4th.
Do you want to say who won?
No.
No?
I won't give them
don't
that credit.
Don't like them?
I won't give them. No, they're good. I just won't give them the credit.
I like that. That's why I asked. Do you want to say the winner? Tell me before you go, though, when the mics are turned off. Good. Anything else you want to add?
No, just to, you know, drive safe out there. Slow down. You were talking about people being good and decent to each other earlier, you know.
Yeah. Not that hard.
It's not.
Thank you for your 15 years of service to the YPD, your 22 years of service to the Air Force, and best wishes to you and Grandma in November. I'm anxious to hear about that.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.